Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So happy that you're with us today, and also very happy that joining me in studio is Melanie Young from Mel's Farm Animal Rescue. Hello.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you here in studio. It's been a while.
Thanks for having me. It's been, years.
Yeah.
Years and years. So it's about time. Time I got in here.
So, yeah, it has been years. So, what's been going on?
Well, there's not enough hours in the day, because as anybody who knows me, I like to chit-chat, and it's always about the animals.
Let's start with telling people what your organization is all about.
Okay. For those who don't know, and there's probably very few out there, we are a foster-based animal rescue organization. So at the moment, we're not accepting any animals, but we do have all the sanctuary animals. So the sanctuary being my house, and also Forever Foster Homes. So that's considered the sanctuary side of the rescue.
Okay.
And with that, you know, for whatever reason, we feel that we cannot adopt out an animal, rehome an animal, you know, whether it's age or health related, or, you know, they might be a little, say, crabby. You know, we need an experienced foster. We never try to worry about the money. I know that's not always the smartest thing, but we'll figure it out, you know. So we put these animals into a forever foster home where we take care of everything. All the vetting, all the food, all the, you know, toys, beds, anything they need to make sure that they have a great life, no matter how long it might be. You can't always expect people to be able to afford, say, vet care, or some of the necessities. Things change. Things happen in life, right? And an animal, say, minimal 10-year span, things can happen. So we have the Forever Foster part of the rescue. I mean, we help people in the community, you know, with food, with vetting from time to time if we can afford it. I mean, we try to do everything we can, and not just the animals, like I said, but the people in the community, you know, who have animals. So it's mainly about the animals, but at the same time, helping the animals help the people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. For sure. What kind of animals are we talking about here? Cats, dogs?
Well, we rescue everything. And my big joke is that we will not take husbands. I have more people asking me to rehome their husband. So I'll just get that out there again. We've done horses, cows, chickens. We've done snakes. We've done wildlife. We work with the wildlife sanctuaries. Obviously cats and dogs, guinea pigs, you name it, tarantulas. I've even rescued tarantulas.
Wow.
Anything, you know, any kind of animal, reptile, fish. You know, I've worked with real estate agents who come across a house or an apartment where fish have been left. So we help to rehome them, you know, because they can't talk for themselves. They can't help themselves, you know.
Yeah.
So, we do everything.
How did you get started?
Well, first off, kind of crazy. It helps to be crazy when you're an animal rescuer. Goes hand in hand. I guess just great parents, you know, always supported me in my endeavors. We always had animals growing up, and it just, I think animal rescuers are just born this way. You know, it's a passion, but it's a curse at the same time.
No, absolutely, because I do know, like I was telling you off air, that my family is involved with Furry Tales Cat Rescue. We are a foster family, and have, you know, four little girls who have come from there as well. So it is something that is, I mean, it just gets into your blood, but it can also be very stressful.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It's all consuming. You live it, you breathe it. Mm-hmm. You, like for myself, you wake up in the night, you can be panicked thinking, okay, I've got to get this one into a home. This one's got to go for vetting. This one, you know, it's every moment of every day. So, but it's something that can't be helped. I can't turn this off. I can't, I just have to accept it and do whatever I can in my lifetime to help these animals. And, you know, I've tried to explain to people that you see a lot of stuff on social media about rescues always come with problems. what people have to understand is that a rescue is any animal that needs a home.
Yeah.
Whether it's maybe a senior that's going into a retirement home or an old age home and they can't take their animal, well, that's a rescue. Doesn't mean they have problems. A couple are getting divorced. You know, they have to rehome their animal. There's so many reasons. It doesn't mean that they have problems. They're not a wild animal or a stray that came off the street. It can be your brother, sister, cousin, mother, father, who have some sort of situation in their life where they can't keep their animal. That's a rescue.
Yeah, I have a friend who just went through that, as a matter of fact, and adopted a senior cat for a while. And it was such a joy to see how much he loved having this cat around.
Right.
You know, it certainly was. And I think really one of the most important things you need to have when you do adopt a rescue, or if you become a foster or whatever, is you have to have patience.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, you know, you can't, they're not people. They just, you know, can't come into your home and go, hey, how's it going? And just expect to know where everything is, to go to the door, to go scratch at the door, to go to the bathroom, that they should get along with other animals in the house. They don't know. You know,
no.
They're scared. It's all brand new.
You can't explain it to them.
No,
I've often said, you know, I wish I had even 30 seconds of comprehension with each one of my cats.
Right?
When they come, just lay down the rules and just have them go, okay, yeah, all right, good. And
got
then
it.
Boom.
House rules. And they all have personalities. So, you know, you get one golden retriever. Doesn't mean that the next one you get is going to be the same. They're mm-hmm. all living beings that have personalities of their own, you know? So patience is huge.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I know for fosters as well, getting to know the animal's personality like you're talking about, because they end up being the person who helps home them. And really,
exactly.
You know, the foster is going to know more about this animal than, say, you would, for example, right?
Oh, for
because
sure.
Because the foster's living with them.
Well, yeah, and then you see them day to day and how they act and interact, you know, with the other animals in the house, if there is any. Fosters are a godsend. You know, without fosters, none of the rescues could do. They can still have a shelter, but it's just not the same as being in a home with the family. So thanks for that, Bob. Thanks mm-hmm. for being so darn great.
Oh, well.
And Furry Tales is amazing. Dawn mm-hmm. is so amazing. We work with Furry Tales. We work with Sweet Sanctuary. You know, they sort of fly under the radar. They do farm animals. They're great. Now, that's a little harder to foster out. We do have a blind horse, Tommy.
Oh,
we
boy.
Have in Foster. He's on a big horse farm out in Frankville. Thanks, Megan. She's wonderful. Something like that, we do foster out because we don't have a facility or a barn or a farm. Or although it's called Mel's Farm, we no longer have a farm.
Yeah, understood. And so I know that you also wanted to highlight a couple of animals that are in foster right now.
Yes. So when I say we're not taking them in anymore under the Mel's Farm umbrella, we still help people. We mm-hmm. still network them. So we do the same process. We don't put our name on them because in Canada, animals are considered property. So they are not the property of Mel's Farm. That's another discussion at another time about
sure.
animals being property. We have, it's on Facebook right now, or we're working on our website. Finally going to get our website going again. So we've got Tank and Tyson, mm-hmm. two sweet boys. We call them boxer mixes. They're about 4 years old, neutered, you know, vaccinated, microchipped, the whole nine yards. They love other dogs. They are in a home with kids. Not recommended right now because they don't know their size and their strength. So little kids, no. Bigger kids, yes. Preferably, you know, we always want a country home and a fence backyard. It's just to keep them safe.
Yeah.
So those two boys, the adoption fee will be discussed. You know, it's depending on the home.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to get them in somewhere, you know. We also have Sully. We're helping a family out with Sully. He's a St. Bernard standard poodle mix.
Wow.
Yes. Big, big boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a poster on Facebook. He's great. Other dogs not recommended, probably not cats, but that doesn't mean there's not a perfect home out there for him. He's 2.5. All the animals are neutered, spayed. We never advertise animals that aren't fixed.
Okay.
Rescues, that's our big thing, spay and neuter.
Absolutely.
Huge. And then we've got a couple others where we'll get out there on the website when it's up. But those three are the ones. The brothers, they've got to stay together.
Yeah.
So those are the ones we've got going on right now that need homes.
Excellent. And, I mean, there's always people who are out there looking for a nice new family member.
Well, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, they're not property.
No, they're not property. And that's an old Canadian law. It's like owning a TV. So there's a lot of countries now that are working on changing those laws. We haven't gotten there yet, but we will.
Yeah.
Well, with enough people out there raising hell, yeah, we absolutely will.
I know you also wanted to talk about really your sources of income, like some of the events that you have and other avenues that you go down in order to raise money.
Right. Okay. So fundraising is big because that's all we've really got. And with us, you know, a lot of rescues will just ask for money or ask for donations. That's great. You know, we always like to give something in return, you know, so we have, say a garage sale, we have a microchip clinic, things like that. So right now what we have going on is a Valentine's Day photo shoot. We've got a kissing booth set up. We're doing that at the Gallipo Center, outside Smith Falls, 361 Queen Street. We'll be located just beside the Gallipo Center Theater.
Okay.
In the little cafe, there's orange balloons that will show the way. It's we've got world-famous wildlife photographer, Kat Durant.
There you go.
Amazing. She's taken our pictures. So it's $20 for a digital download. There's always a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
So she gives you access to a bunch of them. So digital download, some people don't realize this, that they can print the picture themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got, it's actually quite fun. You know, we've got toys and treats and cookies, and it's entertaining to try to take a picture of an animal. It's not that easy.
No, it isn't.
So all that money raised, that's tomorrow.
Okay.
There's information on Facebook.
We've been sharing that as well.
And thank you so much for that. So Kat Durant, her phone number is, oh shoot, now I forget it.
I forget too.
You can go on her website, Kat Durant Photography.
There you go.
And the information should be there. Just give her a shout and you can make an appointment. We also have
613-206-2934.
There you go.
There we are.
Excellent. Thanks, Bob.
No problem.
We are working on opening up, I guess, a charity shop. The Gallipo family, God bless them, they're wonderful. They are donating a space to us at some point. We don't know when. We're trying to work on a bigger spot. We get so many great donations, clothes, antiques, furniture, animal accessories. Like, we have so much, and we it's income for us.
Yeah.
You know, it generates income. And it also, at the same time, because we sell things very inexpensive, it helps people who can't otherwise afford animal products or animal accessories.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that. We'll have that on the new website.
Okay.
And on that Facebook, Instagram. Other than that, that's all we have going on right now. That's enough.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, that's enough.
Enough to keep you busy for sure. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to have you here, Mel. Is there anything that you wanted to add before I let you go?
No, just to, thanks to all the drinkers of Lanark County, the people that enjoy a cold beer at the end of the day and maybe a little sippy of the wine, because we had the bottle drive fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Huge success. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to the volunteers. Thanks to Lake 88, Blueberry Creek we work with. Not to plug everybody, but thanks to TNT Dogs Unleashed. They're great for helping us train the dogs. Our fosters, Allison Pickering, she's great. We're going to have a something to be announced, a big event. Won't be till the summer, and that's going to be at CC's on the Rideau, thanks to my BFF, Aaron. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be that's a big one. Just thanks to everybody who supports us. You know, we're just so darn lucky.
Yeah, and wonderful organization doing wonderful work. Thank you for all that you do.
And thank you. Can't do it without you guys.
Well, we're just glad you do it.
We do it together.
There we go. That's what it's all about. Mel, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Melanie Young from Mel's Farm Animal Rescue. Again, you can just look up Mel's Farm on Facebook.
Yes.
And that's where you'll
yes. get, and then the website, hopefully by the end of the week, melsfarm.ca.
All right. There we go. That's all you need to know right now. If you missed any of this interview, you'd like to check it out, then it'll be up online on our website, Lanark Leads Today, very soon. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.